Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Merry Christmas, everybody out there. We are your hosts, Anthony Correo and J.R. Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with Rochford & Associates, fully independent, fourth-generation family office right here in the greater Phoenix area to bring you information you may not be finding on those other financial news shows. So we're aware, especially this holiday season, the last thing you need is Another Money Show, but we do appreciate you being here or listening to us on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts, because hopefully that's what you're doing right now. But if you are not and you are listening to us live, we definitely appreciate that. So Merry Christmas.
Well, okay, first of all, you said Christmas twice. I believe the word is holiday. We don't have a Christmas tree anymore. We have a holiday bush. I mean, so you're starting out by offending most of the audience.
Oh, get out of here. If you celebrate Hanukkah, wish me a happy Hanukkah. I celebrate Hanukkah. Christmas. I'll wish you a Merry Christmas.
As a Grinch, what exactly, Anthony, do you... You know what? I wish we were on TV instead of radio. Well, we're not good looking, but Anthony's got a Santa suit on, so that instantly puts me in a better mood.
Yeah, how can I be a Grinch? I'm dressed as Santa. If only I had the beard for it still. That really sketchy one I had a while back. I should bring that back. Yeah, for next holiday season.
You definitely get looking pretty sketchy on occasion, but that's all right. So the whole thing, I don't know about you, but when you go to a store now, it's almost a struggle. Like, you want to say Merry Christmas to people because that's how we grew up. I mean, I know a lot of it's nostalgic. And now it's like, well, if I say Merry Christmas, what are they going to say? Are they going to be worried about it? We're overthinking things.
Yeah, you're making a big deal out of something that's not a big deal.
It is going to be a big deal.
You celebrate and you wish that for everybody else.
No, it's a big deal. Your mom actually corrected somebody. We went to a bank. I won't name the name of the bank. And the person said, Happy Holidays. And your mom stopped and turned and said, Merry Christmas, really loud. It was just so funny. It's like, yeah, everybody's trying to make a point.
Maybe they celebrate holidays. Let them say what they want to say. Trying to be joyful. Why does mom have to be such a Grinch?
Amen. Well, you know her. You've met her. I mean, that's... Yeah. She's a sweet lady. I mean, she's not a Grinch at all. She's
well,
a sweet lady.
This sketchier, you know, I shouldn't say sketchy in front of the bank, but this bank you're talking about, was it Wells Fargo? Because they
I can't
are
say the name.
Sketchy
no,
it, in the news again. We, no, it, I mean, we love bringing up bank stories on here, especially Wells Fargo, because they just keep doing it. What is it now? What fines are they paying? $3.7 billion. In fines now.
3.7.
Merry Christmas to all of you Wells Fargo, you know, bankers that are, you know, if you're a client of this bank, maybe you'll be getting some of this $3.7 billion. They're saying that $2 billion is allocated for unlawful repossession of vehicles and bungled borrower accounts. So, maybe you'll see some of that money next year as a part of your Christmas planning.
That'll be nice. And how many of you that will be receiving this big fat Wells refund are still with Wells Fargo? You know, once you learned that Wells Fargo was opening up fake accounts and doing a lot of shenanigans, why didn't you leave? I mean, I'm just wondering, you know, in this country, we are a consumer nation. We are supposed to vote with our money and our wallets. So Wells Fargo has been doing dirty dealings for years, and there's still tons of people with them. You know, Chase has felonies. We're not going to bring up Jamie Dimon today because it's the Christmas season, but Jamie Dimon's actually got, they've got felonies over at Chase. But, and you know what, this $3.7 billion. So first of all, if you're still with them, I guess they just do a direct deposit. And you're like, what's this? Oh, how nice. You said $2 billion out of $3.7 billion. Where's the other $1.7 billion going?
Oh, so it's funny you say that. That other $1.7 billion is going to the CFPB, which will be deposited into their Victims Relief Fund. How? This isn't a hurricane. You know, this isn't tornado wiping out full cities. You know, this is fraudulent. How many people are being screwed by these banks that we have to have a GoFundMe for?
All of them. They all are. And by the way, once they get that $1.7 billion out of Wells and away from the little poor customers that got hosed, they can move it into whatever letters you said, CBPO, whatever the heck you said.
Yeah,
and
then, how is it actually going to get to people? They're saying there could be 16 million customer accounts that were affected by this. So let's say it gets paid out evenly. Was it a couple hundred bucks each?
I'm not good with math or numbers, but I'll trust you on that one. Go ahead. I just took my shoe off to try to count to four. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, I think if I looked that up correctly, which I probably didn't, it was like $234 is what they would be receiving.
Beautiful. So the whole thing, when you look at what's going on with money, everywhere you look, it's just so funny. It's all just, we're like little ants on a big planet anthill, running around doing all this stuff, all these gyrations, but it's really kind of, it's sad and it's crooked. I mean, people need to wake up. The whole reason that we do this show, we're paying money every week without looking for sponsors because we don't want anything to get cloudy. We want to make sure we are passing the word on what we think is important. It's, you know, we're taking our own time and money to do the show, to sound alarms, to wake people up, to make sure people are prepared and not scared. But over and over, we see people doing these things that we just can't understand. And, you know, do I think it's great that you're going to get a little refund from Wells Fargo? Yeah, sure. You know, and whatever you
say. I don't think people are actually getting that money back. I don't think
we'll yeah. find no
Sorry problem. Your car got repossessed when it shouldn't have. Here's a couple hundred bucks after the fact, after they've, you know, missed work and all the other expenses that pile up from, you know, a bank stealing your vehicle from you.
Well, and you know the money's going to end up in Ukraine anyway. Speaking of Ukraine, here's a segue for you. We're passing a bill to keep the lights on with the government again. You know, today's going to be nothing but just little bullet points on how much bull, you know what.
Maybe we shouldn't keep the lights on. Maybe we cut the power. I mean, if you spent your money as poorly as this government did, then APS would definitely cut the power on you.
Well, guess what? The government is going to try to keep the lights on again. They're looking at a bill to make it for another week to get to the end of the year. And then they're looking at doing a bill for all of 2023. The bill is apparently the omnibus bill. What is an omnibus? Is that like an omnipresent vehicle? I'm sure it'll be EV. So this package, the size of their package is huge. It's, you know, it's funny. Wells Fargo number, it kind of lines up with that. It's 1.7. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We were talking billions with Wells. This is trillions. It's $1.7 trillion. If you haven't been to usdebtclock.org, it's time to check it out. Start watching that bad boy and watch your future. I hope you don't have kids or grandkids. So $1.7 trillion. It's 4,000 pages. And they're telling these legislators and these representatives right around Christmas time, you know, instead of going home and drinking eggnog and extra rum, read 4,000 pages of stuff filled with all kinds of stuff. Guess what's in it, kids? Another 46 billion. We throw a billion around now like it's $234 to a Wells Fargo client. So $46 billion. Guess where it's going?
Oh, I read the article. I know exactly where it's going.
I know, but we want to keep the listening audience, all seven of them, on the edge of their seat. Yeah, that's right. It's going to Ukraine. So
haven't we outspent Russia now on this war? I've heard that we have, and that's hilarious.
And by the way,
is this another proxy war? Is this like some Cold War stuff we're coming back to? Do we have to put somebody on Mars now to win this?
Oh, don't say Mars. We're going to start funding Mars now. Oh, man.
We'll tweet him all the way to Mars.
Elon's going to step down from the CEO of Twitter and be the CEO of Mars, which is kind of exciting. I'm going to get Starlink from Mars internet at my home. It's going to be very fast. It's going to be 17G. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah. So for anyway, Christmas episode, I really hope people are listening to this live. I hope this is after the fact.
No, we're going to be happy today. We're going to talk about how the world's collapsing, but we're going to do it in a real upbeat manner. I think today's going to be one of our better shows ever. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
I mean, I got into the eggnog early. I'm ready for this.
That doesn't surprise me at all. You're wearing a Santa suit, and I'm mature enough to not to say, at least I can see a t-shirt on the top half of the Santa suit. Anyway, So back to spending.
My sexy Santa suit, just my casual Santa suit.
That's a good call. So back to sending money to Ukraine. You know what we're adding this week? If you haven't heard the news, we're adding to Africa. The Commander-in-Chief of the United States pledged our undying financial support to Africa. The quote is, I'll make it short and sweet, just like I heard it, we're all in. Tell me if that rings a bell. Do you remember a few months back when the quote for Ukraine was, we're all in? I have a question for you. Oh, sorry, this part's going to be a little bit serious. When are we going to be all in for the United States of America? So now we're all in on Ukraine. And this week, we added being all in to financially support. I have to keep saying financially because I don't know when we'll start sending weapons for Africa. The only thing I never hear we're all in for is our homeless encampments, our veterans, our, you know, for that, we'll still pass the hat. So,
I mean, we talked about the veteran or the warriors fund, the wounded warriors. And, you know, you made it sound like you don't support them. Well, I think citizens support the troops. I definitely don't think our government does.
No. And I support veterans 100%. So, yeah, no, it's that when I slam the Wounded Warrior Project, it's no slam whatsoever towards wounded warriors. It's that we have to have a GoFundMe for people that lost a leg because of an IED. So it's not right. It's not fair. Neither is Wells Fargo. Neither is Ukraine. And now neither are you, Africa. So we're broke. We're broke. Somebody needs to take away a checkbook. You know, when your grandmother got to be 190, we took away the car keys, and somebody needs to take away this country's checkbook. Maybe even
That's what the debt ceiling was supposed to do. But then you just, you know,
the debt ceiling. Come on, the debt ceiling. Are we gonna abolish it? Let's just quit playing dumb games. But why don't we take a break? Because I don't want to get too serious. Today's got to be happy. You're wearing a Santa suit. So let's do this. Let's take a break. Make sure you reach out to us. We want to help you. One person, one couple, one family at a time. Let us be a second opinion. Let us look at your statements. Let us help you with what to do about Africa and the crazy world around us. We are at 623-523-0444 or email us team@anothermoneyshow.com. And like Anthony said, make sure you listen to us. Spread the word. Subscribe, share, help us grow, please. We will be right back. Merry Christmas.
Remember, all of JR and Anthony's listeners receive a free financial consultation just for listening to the show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com to learn more and schedule an appointment.
Another weekend, another money show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com.
We're back. You're listening to Another Money Show on this beautiful Christmas afternoon. And last segment, we're making fun of Wells Fargo. And who could possibly keep a bank account at Wells Fargo with this history of just stealing from clients? And we got our answer to that. Our producer, Jim, we're going to bring him in.
Is it true, Jim? Do you really still have money at Wells Fargo?
I'm here to take my comeuppance. I do. Now, notwithstanding, I have a couple of different bank accounts with different banks. So Wells Fargo isn't my only bank that I keep my money in.
Is it a primary? Is it a bill paying one?
Well, I'm not going to reveal that. I mean, you want to just give you my routing number?
Yeah, of course. I can do that if you'd like. If you're going to let Wells steal your money, you may as well donate it to a good cause and be very charitable.
There has to be, you know, you guys are right. There has to be more awareness about this issue, though, with Wells Fargo and what happened. A lot of people don't even know what exactly happened, if money was taken from them, if they'll get the money back, when they'll get the money back. And again, lucky for me, I've set up, maybe not luck, more so being smart and logical, I've set up my accounts in different banks, so it's not in one primary bank, because there's always that risk there when you have your money, in my opinion, in just one bank.
Makes sense. Right. And we have a lot of clients that have told us, you know, they have Wells is their primary account, so they have everything coming in, and they don't want to go through the hassle of changing up, you know, where all these direct deposits are going. And I completely understand that. I mean, when you start looking into all these banks, they all have track records. So it's like, well, which one do you trust? Especially if you do traveling. You know, Arizona, we have a lot of people that live out of state and they come here for the winter. So if you're traveling back and forth, you can't just have Desert Financial. You have to have somewhere else. You know, you want to have a national chain. So what does that really leave you? That leaves you Wells Fargo, B of A, Chase, right? And now PNC, and, which you know, BBVA used to be one till they got eaten up.
Well, yeah, that was Compass Bank, and then it was BBVA, and now it's PNC, a little bit of a shell game there. You know, there's BMO.
US Bank too, which also got caught making fake accounts and charging clients. They got caught doing the exact same thing Wells Fargo did just last year, years after Wells Fargo got caught.
They're all doing it. That's what we keep talking about. I mean, so yeah, I mean, you're in a no situation, but you should at least, kind of like we do with voting, you should at least pick the lesser of two evils. So yeah, no, it's tough. And Jim, by the way, we didn't really ask you how much money you have scattered around these banks, but we're financial advisors. I know it seems like that's hard to believe when you hear the show, but we actually manage money for people.
Right. So I'm just curious. Because I'm not sure. Where can I go to find you guys and to get your services as financial advisors? I because, look, I'm just the producer who sits back here, and I don't know how to reach out to you guys. So how could the audience or myself reach out to you guys and you can help me out with my financial situation?
So here's the good news, Jim. First of all, we will even come to you. We know you live in sunny Florida, so we are.
Well, hold on now. It's not sunny. It's been raining the last 3 days, and it's 62 degrees. That's very cold for Florida standards.
All right, we'll hold off on our travels until there's sun again.
Yeah, we refuse to help you until there's good weather. You know, we always say we don't have quotas. We're fully independent. We don't have minimums. That's true, but we do have – we like certain weather. So we're only going to help people with their finances if it's sunny outside. So there is that. Oh, by the way, over the last weekend, I want to answer your question, Jim. You can find us conveniently located in the West Valley on 98th Avenue and Bell. We have a satellite office in Snowflake, Arizona, in the White Mountains, and we can come to you. We split up and get to people and help them all the time. So basically, when you listen to the radio and you listen to financial shows, it's so funny because you hear about the minimums, you hear about the quotas. One that I've kind of picked up on recently, this last weekend, I really noticed it. A couple different shows said the same verbiage, and it was basically, if you call in the next 30 minutes, you'll get a free consultation. And I thought about that. I was like, oh, shoot. What if I call in 34 minutes or 37 minutes? Is the free consultation still on the table? When I think about that, it's like, well, yeah, you're building this sense of urgency. Make sure you call us today. So, and I thought about that. We give out our number all the time, which is 623-523-0444. You can call us whenever you want. Hang on to our number. You don't have to call us during the show. You don't have to call us in the next 30 minutes. Hang on to our number. Call us when you have questions. Call us when you want us to be a second opinion for you. So I just think it's funny because I listen to all the financial advisors, and it keeps hitting me. Everything that I hear makes me think you're in sales. Well, if you manage somebody's health or their money, you should do what's best for them. You should help them in any way you can. If you wind up making a living doing so, good. That's good. I mean, we're all trying to make a living. I understand that. But I just sometimes when I hear the shows on the weekend, I'm just like, come on. Do people really fall for this? And then I'm like, yeah.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Yeah. Those advisors have boats. I do not. I do not have a boat.
I got a kayak. I think we can all fit in it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember. It's bright orange, and it was in my living room for like 6 months before you bought your own.
So we may not have yachts, but we got sweet kayaks over here at Rochford and Associates.
Living room kayaks. And if I remember correctly.
I did. I stored that in your living room for a while. Thank you. So I guess I do have to help you move. You guys were nice to me at one point.
We were, and those days are gone. So your younger brother, Jay, actually took your kayak. I don't know if I sent you a video, brought it in the backyard. We do have a small swimming pool. He put it in. It's not like a diving pool. Don't picture a big, you know, it's not Olympic sized. He put that kayak in the swimming pool, and he was like doing donuts in the pool with your kayak. So I don't know if
I'm surprised he could get that thing around. I was like, the pool is about kayak size.
Yes, and it was so funny to watch him. He had the little oars in the water. The dogs are going nuts running around the pool.
Did he have his life jacket on? You know, safety first.
Actually, we're not that attached to him. We took the life jacket away. Anytime he's by water sports, we leave him.
Have life insurance on him, right?
Life insurance.
It's so important. Generational wealth transfer, except for it's going backwards.
Wow, look at you going financial. You do realize tomorrow's Christmas, right? Today is Christmas Eve day. People are out shopping and you're talking about finances. You, instead of spending their money at Kohl's, you want to spend it at an insurance company? Wow.
Actually, I'm glad you said that. I still haven't finished my Christmas shopping.
That's why you need to get married.
You know what got me in trouble is I bought a bunch of stuff like over the summer. Like I was out and about and I was like, oh, this would be a great Christmas gift. So I started so early that I was like, oh, I'll be fine. And now all of a sudden I've got 2 days, 3 days. I was like, ooh.
And I've seen the Christmas Vacation.
Handmade cards.
I've seen Christmas Vacation. I know the gift for me is up in your attic and you're going to find it in years from now and blow the dust off it.
Oh, yeah. Actually, fun fact, I can't get into my attic right now. So that's where all of my Christmas stuff is. Luckily, ooh, Sarah had a tree. Otherwise, this would not be a festive house outside of this sweet jumpsuit thing.
I wish people could see that sweet.
Yeah, well, we've got that YouTube video, right? We get clips every week from YouTube. We post it to our Facebook, which we are not huge social media marketing machines. We're not really smart at the Facebook, but we have one. So you can like us and subscribe there. And you can see our sweet videos that we post every week. Sometimes we try to. Apparently it didn't work last week.
While people are busy scrambling to sign up for our Facebook page, let's take a break and we'll be right back. Thanks for joining us as always.
You're listening to Another Money Show.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
You're listening to Another Money Show. To learn more and contact JR and Anthony, visit anothermoneyshow.com.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. As always, we are super glad you're here. Please help us. Please spread the word. We can't really tell other than Arlene and Peoria. Mike from Frank's Honest Auto. No, he's not a sponsor, but we love this guy. Honest. You hear the word Honest Auto in a mechanic's shop name and you're thinking, yeah, okay.
It sounds real shady, right?
But he's been wonderful to us. I mean, there's times that they could have fixed stuff that wasn't broken, and I don't think they did. So shout out to Mike. But Mike's been listening to the show. I sent him last week's link, and he's like, oh, I already heard it this morning. I'm like, wow, good for you. So I know we were listening. And we want to grow this thing. We want to keep it going. We're actually looking into starting a show up in the White Mountains early this next year. So we're going to kind of try to reach out to Pine Top, Sholo, Lakeside, Heber, Overgard, Snowflake, Taylor, all that stuff. So we're going to try to grow.
Enough time up there. It's a beautiful country out there. I love being out there.
It is. And there's not a lot of financial planners up there. It's people are more in line with our thinking too. You know, people in the Valley, we're rushed, we're rude. You know, try driving around now. It's getting crowded. People cut you off, you call them out on it, and then you're the bad guy. It's getting weird.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because every time we're up there, right, we talk about on the show about setting a foundation. You know, ideally, you're in a position where it doesn't matter if the market crashes because you're going to be fine. That's what we preach all the time. We have nothing against having money in the stock market, but don't be dependent on it. It's too volatile. There's no foundation. So you have to be the foundation. You have to get yourself out of debt. Have some cash at home, have some hard assets, you know, have an emergency fund. But, you know, the stock market's gambling. Only gamble what you can afford to lose. And that is very much the mindset of everybody we talk to up in that part of the country.
Yep. And down here where there's a financial advisor office every 700 yards, they're still getting, you know, we're being taught. Do your 401k. They are always talking about how you can put in 24 or whatever grand. If you're over 50, you can do this catch up provision. You know, really, I mean, what you're saying, the foundation makes it where you can take more risk on the play money, the gambling money, the legalized gambling money. I mean, if just for example, if you have $100,000 and you take $50,000 and you safeguard it, you know, so it's not in the path of the, you know, years like this, The other half, you can take more risk. It buys you time. You know, if things are down on the risky half, turn towards the safe half. Buy time and then turn on the risky half. So what we're doing is smart financial advising at all given time. And you said pay down debt. I mean, you know, we're not Dave Ramsey, but we certainly understand the value of Dave Ramsey. It's like you really, you know, if you pay down debt, you know, your cash flow goes up, you have more opportunities. If you are a stock market person, once your car's paid off, your home's paid off, and you have an extra couple grand a month, guess what you can do? That's right. You can buy pot stocks and Bitcoin and all those fun things. You can have a good time with your extra cash. So, and you know, you mentioned hard assets. It's so funny because I watch what's going on. I love watching Facebook. I think that's a barometer of things. So, you know, as much as that can be a train wreck, I do like to see what people are doing. You know, a lot of what I'm seeing right now, there's a acetaminophen shortage. There's pediatric medicine shortages. It's funny. You know, I know RSV, RSVP, COVID, you know, all these things, the common flu, it's that time of year for all these things to hit. But it's funny because Costco, some of these big places, they're starting to ration medicine. And I know it's over the counter. If we get to a time where they ration prescription medicines or food or water or some of those things, we are in deep trouble. So as much as our job as financial advisors is to help you protect and grow your assets, we do want to make sure you're protected for life. You know, when you talk about Christmas shopping, it's take a break from shopping for food and water. I mean, you know, enjoy life, but make sure you have a safety net. When somebody that I live with used to always say that, you know, you can't wait for things to happen. It's like, that's not true at all. I want to put everything in place as well as I can, so I can go back to work and do my things and ride a motorcycle and do the stuff I enjoy doing. So
you just call out mom again. Is that twice in this show? That's not very Christmas.
I didn't call out your mom. I didn't say that. Your mom doesn't know who I live with on the side. Why are you jumping to conclusions?
Poor mom. We love you.
Poor mom.
I do. Well, I don't know about Jared as much.
I do. Sandy, I love you so much. It almost hurts. A lot of times when I see you, I hurt. So why don't we take a break? Because I know that you're going to have a few minutes to talk to me about this one. So let's take a break. Make sure you reach out to us at anothermoneyshow.com. Sorry, email us team@anothermoneyshow.com or give us a call 623-523-0444. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to leave us a rating and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. This is Another Money Show, except this one's different. This one will actually keep you awake.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. We are so glad that you're spending part of your weekend with us. I hope today hasn't been too much of a downer. You know, we're trying to talk about how the world's ending. At least Anthony didn't bring up, what was it? The apocalypse, the nuclear annihilation of the planet.
That was like one episode.
Yeah, but it was one really, really heavy episode. I went out and bought a bunch of nascent iodine. We emptied our swimming pool. We made it ready for a nuclear fallout shelter. So that's cool.
You can't kayak in there anymore. Poor Jay.
I've got food supplies. Jay's got a kayak. We are truly ready for the end of the world. So speaking of the end of the world, you know, we haven't mentioned in a while, you know, the IRS, they're adding 87,000 agents. You know that, right?
Yeah.
We did talk about a few weeks ago, we talked about how SPF, you know, can we just call him Sam now? Do we have to say Brinkman, Fried, Fried, whatever it is? So SPF, and by the way, he waived extradition. So apparently he's coming back to this country and people are saying good, you know, because people lost a lot of money, you know, school districts and people got hurt. Well, it's not good because now he's going to be in the hands of the United States government. And certainly he is either going to Maxwell or Epstein himself. So it's not good. We're never going to
find out. Merry Christmas episode. Merry Christmas.
This is happy. This is a happy one. So, well, and again, at least I'm not talking about nuclear fallout and annihilation. So what was I talking about? Oh yeah. So IRS agents, that's actually kind of worse for most people. Like if there's a big mushroom cloud, you know, we'll just, like in the 50s, we'll get under our desks and we'll say our prayers. But if there's an IRS agent at the door, that's scary.
So, that's when you wish for that mushroom cloud. What's that Seinfeld bit? It's like more people are afraid of public speaking than dying. So at a funeral, you'd rather be the one in the casket than the one giving the eulogy.
I can see it. I can see that.
So would you rather face a, a nuclear holocaust or an IRS audit?
Yep. I bet 56% of the people polled would say the nuclear holocaust. So 87,000 agents. I mean, that's just a mind-boggling number. The other thing is, you know, I mean, how do we pay for them? Oh, we passed a spending package. Well, we're broke. I mean, we're like $32 trillion in the hole, so we're actually beyond broke.
Pinch pennies from poor people. You take it from the middle class. That's how you afford 87,000 salaries.
That's what's coming. So Sam Brinkman Fried, he is going to be off the hook. You know that. But yet they're tracking your $600 transactions. You know, you sell a Cardinals ticket. Under the radar. Yeah, go ahead.
Kind of off topic because we're going to come back, but you brought that up. I know you always make jokes about, you know, getting all your news from Facebook, but I did see a post recently. And again, I hate Facebook. I hate all that stuff on there, but it did make a really good point about the going to the digital currency and how we're already kind of digital now. When you buy things with credit cards, there's charges. So if you buy something for $1 on a credit card, whoever you're buying that from is getting 97 cents, right? 3%, whatever. So if they use that money in a credit card somewhere else, now it's just completely depleting 3%, 3%, 3%. So that dollar itself is disappearing, yet these banks are making all that money. If I give you a dollar and you give that dollar to somebody else to buy another product, you know what I'm saying? So it's the dollar's disappearing and it's just becoming interest for these banks when we use credit cards now. And yes. I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
Well, and it's funny because some places are doing something about it. You know, it's a lot of times it's been, well, if you pay cash, we'll give you a cash discount. It used to be that way at gas stations. I went to a restaurant with Jeff a couple weekends ago up in Snowflake at a country club. Shout out to the Skillet. Amazing food. Food is so good. The orange juice, they have amazing, wonderful orange juice. So at the Skillet, this is the first time I noticed it. I used a credit card and it basically, they added a 3.5% charge. And I asked about it and they said, oh yeah, yeah, no, if you pay cash, we'll, you know, this is the total. If you pay credit card, this is the new total. It's like, so it's right on there. So you have a choice. But you know, cash is going away, you know, back to the IRS agents. So if you're laundering or whatever, if you're playing around and losing billions of dollars, you'll be fine. If you spend $600, they want to track you. Well, something new. We read about something just this morning. By the way, we're recording on the 21st of December, and there's a huge Santa Claus rally in progress. So by the time you hear this on Saturday, who knows where the market will be. But thank goodness, right on Wednesday, we got the start of our big Santa Claus rally. So with the IRS agents, we work for... well, ourselves, but we represent some of what we do is with insurance companies. And we got a notice this morning that starting January 1st of 2023, when people take money out of their life insurance or their annuities, it used to be where the companies had a form and you could decide what to withhold. You could put 10%, 15%, whatever, you know, work with your tax person. Obviously, we can't give tax advice, but we told people what to do to figure it out. And now it's saying that they, at least this company, we have to look into other companies. I believe it's an IRS ruling. They're saying that now you have to do a W-4. So when people are taking money, if they have a pension, if they want to do a 10% withdrawal from their account, the IRS is going to be directly involved with those transactions now. So, you know, one of the luxuries, like we talk about fixed annuities all the time because there's a pension there that you can't outlive. One of the luxuries of fixed annuities, they're tax deferred. If you do a 5-year CD at a bank, non-qualified money, regular money, not IRA. So for 5 years, you're committing to hold that money with the bank. Hopefully it's not Wells Fargo, but anyway, but if you put that money for 5 years, other than an emergency where they strip your interest, maybe put a penalty, you're not touching the money. Yet they send you a 1099 every year. So for, you know, that sucks. If you put the same 5-year type setup with an insurance company, it's tax deferred. So basically you're getting extra compounding within your account on a fixed annuity. So you will not have the IRS involved for those 5 years if you let it grow compounding. But when you take it out now, instead of you deciding, and you know, if you ever get audited, they're going to look at all your money. Now the IRS is directly looking at what you're taking out.
They're always looking at it directly, but you used to be able to say, you know, tell these companies they would have their own forms and I want to withhold 15% or 20%. Yeah, if you look at these W-4s, they're extremely confusing and you don't get to pick the percentage. You pick withholdings and I don't even remember what the, you know, you put numbers for credits and things of that nature, but you don't just decide what you want to withhold. And I think that's funny, too, that they make us do that because, you know, with their securities license, these insurance license, by law, we cannot give tax advice. Yet all of these companies keep giving us tax forms to give to clients, yet we're not allowed to advise on them. So here's all this stuff you have to fill out, but good luck. And you're not allowed to talk about it.
Well, and it's, you said the magic word. I believe you said confusing. I mean, the magic word is confusing. Once again, you know, everything gets harder in life. My thing, yes, confusing for the clients. Yes, it sucks for us because we have to say you need to talk to your tax person. You know, we're not allowed to help you with this. But what troubles me is that starting January 1st, there's a direct IRS form now with any distributions. I mean, that's I don't know. I mean, to me, that's noticeable. Why now? Why January 1st? Why next year? If you know, get your grass cut every month, are you going to get a 1099-K? It's all falling into place. And that's all I'll say about it. I mean, I'm not trying to get us down that road. I'd rather go down the road of good news for people. And, you know, it's year end. You should be talking to your CPA, your enrolled advisor, your tax person, your bookkeeper. You should be talking to people. You know, what should you do to finish up the year? Should you make a donation to your local school, you know, to the Humane Society, whoever, I don't know who, you know, you can get a deduction, but it's dollar for dollar credit. So you should be thinking about that stuff. When you look at the new year for next year, we want to help you. The world is so uncertain. We've just spent the last, 8 months now telling people how uncertain the world is. So there's people calling us. I mean, you said we just got another appointment yesterday. Somebody reached out to us through the show, you know, but it's trickling. We want to help. We want a line out the door. We want people to have a wait time of 2 or 3 days to get in to see us. We want to help you. You know, we have solutions. If we go to a digital currency, there's going to be huge sweeping changes in this country. You know, how do I personally think that's going to play out? I think the change is going to be so dramatic. We're going to start with a stock market collapse. And obviously the real estate market is going to collapse around that.
The numbers are already starting to show huge drops. I mean,
but it's going to screech.
Rates have gone up substantially. Granted, they've fallen for the last few weeks, but they're still so much higher than they were. Yet now prices are still insanely high. You know, I said early on when people were trying to justify, oh, you can now afford a $600,000 house instead of a $300,000 house because interest rates are 2%. Well, yeah, but you have to pay the principal on the house. Give me an affordable house with a higher interest rate because I only have to pay the principal on the house. You don't have to pay the interest. So to justify buying something way out of your price range because you can afford the payment didn't make sense to me. However, now you're getting the worst of both worlds because you have insanely high home prices and high rates, which again, relatively, these are still fairly low rates, but I don't know that they're stopping.
We knew it was coming. You know, everything cycles, everything's on a pendulum. We knew it was coming. You know, we had two and a half years of a seller's market on steroids. So it's not just going to even out and go back to the traditional norms. We're going to have a buyer's market on steroids. And it seems to be coming kind of at us fast.
How do you take advantage of a buyer's market? You have liquidity and cash ready to go. Talk about this all the time. That's how you buy dips. You don't just have to miraculously come up with new money. Save, but be prepared for this.
But
where
that's
do you
not
put that money?
Trained.
Not in the banks, though.
But that's not where we're trained. We're trained to be in debt. you know, when you talk about the home affordability, the houses are still high and the interest rates are high. So it's the worst of both worlds. Think about the history of buying a car. When you go to the financing department, when you go to get a car, it's more, you know, what, how much can you afford? They don't really talk about the price of the vehicle and the rust proofing and undercoating and, you know, electric antenna. They talk about how much monthly payment you can afford. That's what they're doing with houses. I mean, we are a nation of people that is subservient to our debt. You know, it's, yeah. And it seems, I mean, to be getting worse.
The whole country's built on that. That's why they keep raising the debt ceiling.
Again, yes.
It's not run fundamentally. I mean, think of historically what's brought down world powers outside of, you know, just being strong armed and losing wars. You know, it's financial. It's misrun funds that have brought down massive countries. I mean, that's what we're facing.
All right. Now we're on Unless a Rome collapse. Let's not end that way.
Nuclear Holocaust. And
not on that way. You need to tell people Merry Christmas again, quick. You need to remind
them. I was just joking. I thought we were gonna like be a little bummer and then have time to bring it back. But oh man, so that is Merry Christmas. That is it for today's show. I'm so sorry for ending on that bummer note. If you have any questions about any of the stuff you've heard, if you'd like to sit down with us to review your personal situation, please reach out to us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Find us on the web at anothermoneyshow.com. Listen to Another Money Show wherever you subscribe to podcasts. Again, there's no minimums. There's no cost for appointments. There's nothing to lose by reaching out and getting a second opinion. So we appreciate your time. We hope you have a Merry Christmas, and we will be back next year.
And obviously, we hope you have a very healthy, happy 2023.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. At Rochford & Associates, we know you've worked hard to earn your money, and you've worked even harder to save it. When it comes to wealth management and planning for retirement, J.R. Rochford and his team of specialists have been helping individuals, families, and business owners find financial freedom at their veteran-owned firm for more than 25 years. Give us a call now at 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444.